Welcome back to the Convo and this Tuesday night action matchup. Ohio leading Northern Illinois 57-52. Dave Pulaski back with you. Cats trying to snap a two-game mini-skid, losing road games at Toledo and Ball State last week. That was after the Bobcats jumped out to a 4-1 start in MAC play. Trying to get another win at home. They're 7-3 here at the Convo this season. They are 80-20 here at the Roundhouse on Richland under Jeff Bowles, now in his seventh year as the Cats head coach. Each team gathered in a huddle on their respective sidelines. Northern Illinois near the basket to our left. Ohio is near the basket on the right side of the floor.
50 years.
There's lots of buzz going on around the MAC. Miami Redhawks, 19-0 this season, getting into the top 25. First MAC team to get nationally ranked in a couple of years since Buffalo did so. Miami trying to make it 20-0 tonight against Kent State and make the best ever start to a season by a MAC team. Out of the timeout, free throws coming for Ohio. Aiden Hathaway will try and complete the and one after getting the banker and the foul just before the break. And splashes the free throw to make it 58-52. Bobcats up with 11:14 to go. Into the front court is Damar Kelly. Now to Gustav Winter. Winter, number 96. Don't see too many 96s out there on the college hardwood. Now back to Kelly. Crossover dribble. Spins and lost his balance, but maintained his dribble as he stumbled at the free throw line. And they're going to get Dior Connors for a foul, who walks out to midcourt to voice his frustration without saying anything to the official. So it'll be Northern Illinois ball on the near sideline with 10:56 to go in a fresh 20 for the Huskies. Fourth team foul on Ohio. Northern Illinois is already over the limit. Now driving, Dukeman goes for the right-hand layup. Can't get it to go. He wanted a foul, didn't get any. Back the other way come the Cats in transition. J.J. Kelly, starter step dribble, up with the banker, rolls around and out, no good. Offensive rebound by the Cats inside. Jalen Breath fighting between three Huskies and draws contact and a foul. And Rashawn Berno, who has already been teed up once today, with a smear on his face and his arms folded across his chest, out near midcourt. They'll get Dylan Dukeman. And that is his second. And Jalen Breath is going to head to the line for a 1-1 here. Ninth team foul against Northern Illinois. The next one puts the Bobcats in the double bonus for the remainder of the game with 10:39 left. Breath shooting just 43% at the foul line this year. First one too strong, and the rebound goes to the Huskies. NIU down six with 10.5 minutes to go. Cobb speeds a pass to Dukeman. Now Winter with a handoff to Dukeman. He'll launch a long three. That clangs off the backboard and the rim, no good. And back the other way come the Cats. Hathaway into the front court. Dior Connor steps into a three. Off the back rim, no good. Long rebound kicks out, and Pavelecki tracks it down. Nice round of applause from the fans in green and white. Pavelecki, stutter step dribble. Now gets double teamed, skips a pass into the corner for Connors. Connors fakes a three, steps back, launches again, and hits! Dior Connors fakes right, steps back, knocks down the triple. It's a 9-point game, 61-52. At the other end, Northern Illinois tries to answer. They can't. Taj Walters rattles it in and out. Back the other way come the Cats. Attacking right side. J.J. Kelly can't get it to go. Battle for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it's Northern Illinois basketball. J.J. Kelly says, hey, let's review this. Right now, the Ohio coaching staff peering over the iPad over on the sideline. Do Do they want the official review or not?
Loyal coach is challenging the last
And it will be a coach's challenge.
This is a review of the play.
This will be the first review of the night for either team. Bobcats do have three timeouts at their disposal, so if the challenge does not go their way, it'll cost them one of those timeouts, and they would lose the challenge for the remainder of the ballgame. If the challenge is successful, you keep the challenge and the timeout. So Ohio holding on to a 61-52 lead with 9:39 to go. Both teams shooting 49% from the field. Ohio 21 of 43, Northern Illinois 18 of 37. Stats all in all are pretty similar. Bobcats 47% beyond the arc, Northern Illinois 43%. Big difference in turnovers and points off of turnovers, though. Huskies with 13 turnovers. The Bobcats have scored 18 points off of those miscues. Ohio with 8 turnovers. Northern Illinois only has 4 points from those turnovers. As the review continues, 3-person crew huddling up. Steve McJunkins, Blanca Burns, and Tim Stewart. And the call on the floor has been overturned in favor of Ohio. Out of bounds, last touch by the Northern Illinois. So the Bobcats not only retain their timeout, but also the challenge with 9:39 to go after that one was successful. A long huddle with Rashawn Burno and his team. As the Bobcats will now inbound along the left baseline. Pavelecki gets it into breath. Now back to Pavelecki. Drives to the free throw line. Steps back. Takes the jumper. Up and good. 16-footer from Jackson Pavelecki. He now has 15 points. And the Bobcats back up 11, 63-52. Now Dukeman drifts over to the right side in front of head coach Rashawn Burno. Dukeman now back between the circles. Dribbling with the right hand. Attacks right alley. Kicks it back out. Makai Valentine. Around a Trey Washington screen. And they're going to get a whistle and a foul against Ohio trying to push through that Washington screen. They'll get Aiden Hathaway. That is his first. Fifth team foul on the Bobcats, so it'll be Northern Illinois ball on the baseline. Fresh 20-second shot clock for the Huskies. Inbound pass to a cutting Trey Washington. He gets hacked on the way up by A.J. Sheldon, who is trying to close defensively. And Washington's going to head to the line for two.
Sheldon, his first 16 foul for Ohio.
Trey Washington, the junior out of Providence, Rhode Island, just a 44% foul shooter. Has 6 points, 5 rebounds. And 3 fouls so far tonight. And 11 points and 5 boards against UMass in that 70-68 win in DeKalb on Saturday. First free throw, clangs off the back iron, no good. One more for Trey Washington. Transfer from Monroe University, where he averaged 11 points per game last year. Averaging around 4.5 this season. Second one coming, and he knocks it down. 10-point game, 63-53, Ohio in front with 9:08 to go. Pavelecki will walk the ball across the midcourt stripe, being guarded by Gianni Ka. Quick crossover dribble. Now gets double-teamed. Looks, feeds Jalen Breath at the top of the circle. Now Pavelecki gets it back. Jackson drives right alley, kicks it back out. Connor, shot blocked from three-point range. Connors gets it back. Shot clock at 7. Connors steps into it, takes a 3, and hits! Dior Connors, unfazed by the first block, knocks it down from the outside, and the Bobcats now up 66-53. 8.5 minutes to go. Now Cobb speeds a pass into the corner. Valentine nearly corrals it, then it goes on the sideline out of bounds. And Makai Valentine takes exception to something that apparently was said by a Bobcat band member over on the sideline in the corner. Everything will separate peaceably as Ohio will have the ball with 8.5 minutes to go. They're enjoying their largest lead of the game now, 13 points with 8.5 to go. Now trying to low the hammer on the Huskies. Pavelski into the front court. Now looks, dishes to Connors. Connors has been hot from the outside in the second half. Good bounce pass inside. Jalen Breath. Banker, no, but he draws a foul and will head to the line. That was a great feed from Dior Connors to Jalen Breath, cutting to the hoop. And now Breath in search of his first points here tonight at the line for a pair. That foul was on Taj Walters, his second. First one off the left side of the rim, no good. And another one coming for Jaden Breath, who is now 0-for-3 at the foul line. Dior Connors pulls him away and says, hey, take a deep breath. As Jalen shakes his head as he steps back to the stripe. Second one for the redshirt senior from Oklahoma City is up and good as he kind of slumps his shoulders and breathes a sigh of relief. 67-53, Ohio up with 8:06 to go. Cobb across the midcourt stripe. Fires a pass to Damar Kelly. Now on for Dukeman. Winter scoops pass back to Cobb, and an offensive foul against Northern Illinois is going to give the ball to the Bobcats, and the Huskies are beside themselves. Yet another offensive foul called against Northern Illinois. Illegal screen on Gustav Winter, and that is his third. Brings us to a timeout on the floor with 7:55 to go from the convo. Ohio leads 67-53 over Northern Illinois. You're listening to Mid-American Conference Basketball.